Kia ora and welcome back to the show. And I am so, so delighted to have on the line with me right now, Marley from one of, I think, Ototahi's best groups, Somebody Do Something. Good morning, Marley.
Good morning, Liam.
How are you?
Well, I'm good, thanks. I'm actually in Tamaki Makaurau
right now. Oh, my gosh, how dare you? No, I'm kidding. Hey, big day for you guys.
Yeah.
Album out today, As Rome Burns. Tell me a little bit about it.
It's a 10-track album. It's our first full-length album, and it spans a lot of genres, as you could probably anticipate. it's a collage of a lot of things that we've been working on for about a year and a half now. So it's old, and it's new, and it's kind of revitalized pieces that we've had to fall back in love with.
Oh, that's very interesting. What was it like going into, like, this whole, you know, it's very official doing an album, so full length and all that. How do you feel about it? Was it easy for you guys?
I mean, I would not say so. I would say it was a journey, and it's outwardly presenting as a journey as well, when you listen to it. You can almost hear the roller coaster that we went on, actually, I think.
Wow, so is it, so are there a lot of kind of ebbs and flows to this, a lot of different emotions in it?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I think each piece kind of has its own color palette, in a way, is the way that I sort of imagine it. It's got some, like, some slow pieces that you can really sink into, and then there are, like, the upbeat rock kind of banger style tunes as well, of course. There's some really, like, kind of forward, more aggressive sounding songs, and then there are, like, some really melodic and sweet songs. So it does go everywhere, in a way.
Oh, that's so cool. I can't wait to listen to the whole thing. But I was interested by your comment there that you kind of had to fall back in love with a couple of tracks. So obviously some of these pieces have been in the works for a while.
Yeah. So we've been together for almost 3 years, I would say, like, for some of us at least. And some of these songs are, like, the ones that we wrote back then that we have revisited time and time again, and they started in one genre and become another genre by the time they've made it to the album. And
yeah, wow.
We've retracked parts, and we've, like, been like, maybe we actually need to add lyrics to this bit. One of the songs, our guitarist Callum, he'd been saying to me for quite a while, hey Marley, like, I think this chorus needs lyrics, like, because I was just vocalizing in the chorus that had no words. And I was kind of, I don't know why, I didn't really, like, it didn't kind of click. And then we were in the studio laying the track down, and he said it again. He was like, just going to put it out there. I think the song could still use lyrics in the chorus. And so then I wrote the lyrics to the chorus in the studio, because all of a sudden, I don't know why I didn't agree or listen before. It was just one of those kind of blind thoughts for me for some reason. I was like, you're right, it does need lyrics. But the lyrics on it, and, you know, it's just stuff like that where we've been playing the song for 2 years, and all of a sudden we're like, oh wait, it needs something different, completely different. Like, that part needs to change completely, you know?
Oh, I kind of love that, though, you know? Just rejigging something that you kind of already had working for you and stuff. It sounds like the album was, you know, how do I put this? It was very critical. Like, you guys were working super hard and thinking super hard about it, which must be a lot different to kind of just recording one single.
Definitely, yeah, definitely. Because it's kind of like your eggs are in a lot of baskets as well. Like, you're thinking about tracks that are so different, have such different feelings.
Yeah, right. And, I mean, there are six of you. That's a lot of chefs in the kitchen.
It is. Actually, funny you say that, because one of the lyrics in one of the songs references just that.
It's actually not talking about the band. It's talking about feeling like there's just too many people trying to do the same thing. But, yes, it's a lot of chefs, and also everyone's pretty respectful about how we approach each other and apart. Mm. And, like,
we try to be really, I guess, service of the music. Therefore, it's less stepping on each other's toes because it's not personal, you know. Talon saying that song needed lyrics in the chorus. It wasn't like, wasn't a dig on me. It was just the song needed lyrics in the chorus.
And what's so interesting about you guys is the huge range of kind of musical backgrounds you all have. How did that all work when doing this album?
I think, to be honest, I think it takes us longer than your average rock quartet to get places in the sense of, like, to finalize music, to actualize a piece. But I think the depth is really there. Like, you can really hear when you're listening to pieces, like, if you listen closely, there's, like, lots and lots and lots of layers. And everybody is bringing sort of a flavor with those layers. You know, the violin, like, Grace will literally put layers on tracks in the studio, and it will kind of transform part of the sonic.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, that must be so interesting. I kind of love how one subtle change can magically transform a song like that. And that must be such kind of an exciting journey for you guys.
Yeah, it is. It's like those moments when everyone's there and something really clicks. Somebody does something small, but
something small happens and we're all like, whoa, that's the thing. Those moments are like so satisfying. They kind of carry you.
Yeah, yeah, sometimes. I can believe they are. I'm going to, after this interview, play Precious Matter, Part 1. What's very interesting about this is it's got two parts. Like, there are kind of, like, two chapters to this song, almost.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about Precious Matter. What's the inspiration for this?
It's a song about the fear of losing what you love in the process of discovering who you are. And I think that's part of the reason it turned into two parts, because it was trying to say a lot, you know? Like, there's, like, a lot in there, like, a lot of emotion, a lot of care. It's something, like, I brought the lyrics and melody to the band as our current full iteration, so it's developed from... It's the newest song, is what I'm trying to say, that we, on the album, and that we all crafted together. And when I brought the lyrics and melody to the band, what they managed to turn it into was just, like, continuously unfolding into more and more of an saga. So it's kind of like, I had this idea, like, hey guys, this is something I'm thinking about, this is where I'm at with this thing. And then everyone was, like, so receptive to it and so creative with it that it turned into, like, one of my favorite pieces and a two-part thing. And the second part of the two pieces is more instrumental. Like, it does have some lyrics, but then it goes into quite a bit of instrumentation. And I think that it's one of the most, like, lyrical sets of instrument solos I've ever known us to do. Like, this
yeah, wow.
Both Callum, the guitarist, and Wilson, the saxophonist, have embodied the feeling of it. Almost like they're speaking words or singing words, but they're using an instrument tonight. So I think it's, one of my favorites for that reason.
Wow, that is so cool. Marley, what an absolute pleasure to talk to you this morning. I absolutely love you guys so much, and congratulations on having this album out. I know it's going to make a lot of people very happy, so congratulations, and thank you for being with me this morning.
Problem. Can I just quickly say, I should have mentioned before, if people want to come see this album live, we'll be playing at Dark Space 12 next Friday the 22nd. We'll be at 12 Bar at the 10 p.m. slot, so
if you want to hear it unfolding in real time,
come see us.
And Dark Space 12, well, Dark Space is just, like, the coolest gig in the world anyway. So that is fantastic. Marley, 1,000,000,000 thank yous. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You too. Thank you so much, Liam.
And that was Marley from the wonderful Somebody Do Something. I love the name of that band as well. Anyway, here is Precious Matter, part one, off their new album, As Rome Burns. Enjoy, guys.
Don't you throw it all away.